a freedom of mental gesture that would be inconvenient and compromising for the specialist. And such a phase, it is submitted, has been reached in this field of speculation. Moreover, the work attempted is not so much special and technical as a work of reconciliation, the suggestion of broad generalizations upon which divergent specialists may meet, a business for non-technical expression, and in which a man who knows a little of biology, a little of physical science, and a little, in a practical way, of social stratification, who has concerned himself with education and aspired to creative art, may claim in his very amateurishness a special qualification. And, in addition, it is particularly a business for some irresponsible writer, outside the complications of practical politics, some man who, politically, doesn't matter, to provide the first tentatives of a political doctrine that shall be equally available for application in the British Empire and in the United States. To that we must come, unless our talk of cooperation, of reunion, is no more than sentimental dreaming. We have to get into line, and that we cannot do while over here and over there men hold themselves bound by old party formula, by loyalties and institutions that are becoming, that have become, provincial in proportion to our new and wider needs. My instances are commonly British, but all the broad project of this book.